Everybody has certainly...
Bozeman artist George Cole tells a story of a teacher's warning to him years ago.
When I grew up in Laurel, Montana, I had an English teacher tell me, and obviously I'm 70 years old, that I should not read Catcher in the Rye, that it would harm me for life.
Needless to say, Cole read J.D. Salinger's novel, which is now required reading in many English classrooms.
It heightened my life. It brought new joys and experiences and led me to other forms of literature that is open to question.
Cole, Sarah Williams, and Colin Letts collaborated on the sculpture called Banned, Challenged, and Censored, featuring books meeting those criteria.
We wanted something that was, you know, artistic, had a sculptural element, so it wasn't simply a display. And we wanted some kind of iconic imagery, such as the top of the piece with the bars and ripped up book pages and barbed wire, which is kind of iconographic of censorship and desecration and entrapment and banning.
Cole says the piece weighs more than 350 pounds.
It's 83 inches tall, and it uses metal, steel, patina finish, and plexiglass, but also, perhaps most importantly, it has over 30 books, actual books, that have been banned or challenged in the sculpture. And then it has torn pages, like Colin mentioned, that indicate sometimes what happens to literature when it's challenged.
Books sit on individual shelves against a wall plastered with pages of books and magazines.
We have James Joyce down here. We have Mark Twain over there. Christie the wordsmith talking about body language there, B-A-W-D-Y. And we have here a guide to Pulp Fiction. So we wanted to tear a lot of the samples of literature that have had their problems and include that too, so it's more complete picture. Harry Potter is up here.
Cole holds up a copy of the controversial Rolling Stone cover featuring the surviving brother charged in the Boston Marathon bombing.
And people objected that this picture was way too kind and favorable. Well, underneath they talk about him falling into radical Islam and becoming a monster. But it's an example of what publishers, writers, film producers, artists face all the time about when are you at the edge of acceptance and when does individuals or groups step forward and say, we want this off the shelves.
A Light in the Attic, which is poetry for kids by Shel Silverstein. I think that came out in the 70s. Catcher in the Rye, of course, which many of us read in high school. It's one of the most books that has been challenged.
Flathead County Library Director Kim Crowley lists books the library has put on display that are available to borrow and have been banned, challenged, or censored.
Right now, the biggest reasons are contentious social issues like homosexuality, and sex is always a big thing. If there's, you know, too much sex.
Crowley gives 50 Shades of Grey as an example of a book that's been popular, has a lot of sexual content, may not necessarily have a strong literary value, and has been challenged in some places.
And many people say that any library worth their salt has something to offend everyone. So you and I might not have the same reading tastes, but you can find what you want to read, and I can find what I want to read.
Crowley says libraries strive to have a broad, diverse offering to satisfy the reading tastes of their communities, and maybe even challenge some people's ideas. The banned book sculpture will stay at the Kalispell Library until mid-September. It's already traveled to Bozeman, Butte, Billings, Missoula, and Helena, with Great Falls Public Library next on the tour. Catherine Fry reporting from the Flathead.